This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
He began acting at the age of 6, and he worked at restaurants to pay for theater school. And the movie series in which he starred started before he was born. Who is it? Find out on This Is Today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Wednesday, March 2nd, 2022. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Yeah, it is Ash Wednesday today, which means it is 40 days prior to Good Friday. And there's, you know, the whole fasting thing going on. There's no meat on Fridays. There's various rules around this. But if you celebrate Ash Wednesday, then you probably know those rules. It's also National Read Across America Day today. So encourage kids to do some reading today. And National Old Stuff Day. I love the name of this one. They really got creative in naming this National Day. Yeah, National Old Stuff Day. Well, let's face it, though. Come on. We've all got old stuff somewhere in our house, right? Maybe it's in the shed. Maybe it's in the garage. Maybe it's in the closet. Maybe it's under the bed. It's probably in all of those places is most likely what's going on. Well, today, to celebrate National Old Stuff Day, why don't you sell some of that stuff? Maybe perhaps toss it out or at least dust it, for God's sakes. Come on. Old video games consoles, by the way, those, if you have one of those, you could sell it for like $360,000. Yeah, some of those games are worth that much, believe it or not. So if you're looking at some of that old stuff, maybe check it out. Even like old tech paintings, tools, even bottles can be worth money. So make sure you take a look before getting rid of that little, we'll just say treasure. Yeah, we'll go with that. National Banana Cream Pie Day. Well, you might, in cleaning, find banana cream pie. That wouldn't be good if you found banana cream pie under your bed. That would say some stuff about you, and it would probably not taste so great. By the way, if you're going to have banana cream pie, I want to make you feel good about it, because two bananas can actually provide enough energy for a strenuous 90-minute workout. Bananas can help with anemia, and that means that, of course, banana cream pie is health food. So have that extra slice today. It's World Teen Mental Wellness Day today. Now, actually, on my other podcast, Learning More, I recently talked with a PhD candidate and postdoctoral research fellow in psychology at York St. John University. Her name was Marianne Etherson, about her research on perfectionism and the adolescent girl. It's fantastic to talk to her. She actually realized that she was a perfectionist herself, and she realized what that was doing to her, and she decided to make it a part of her postdoctoral research. So that show was awesome. Be sure to go check that out. I will link it in the description. Basically, you know, we discussed some of these things about how back in the 90s, you know, the magazines, right? Like, you know, they would kind of have this like impact on body image. Like, oh, why can't I look like this magazine that's been photoshopped and completely morphed into non-human to make it look good on the front of Cosmo? Now, there's filters for that, right? On Instagram and Snapchat and all these other social media spots. So we get into that a bit, have a very interesting conversation. So please do go check that out, especially if you are a parent. Okay, speaking of podcasts, I'll get into the featured podcast in a second, but I do want to reveal a little bit more information about what is going on with this podcast here. First of all, I thank you for listening, right? It's not going away. That's not the thing here. I don't want to, you know, I'll just spoil that right now. What we're going to do is we will be shifting to a once a week podcast. Yes, we'll come out each Sunday, or really Monday morning. And it's going to be talking about the events for the week. So instead of doing a daily, it will be a weekly podcast starting on March 14th. Now, here's the thing with that. I've been talking about this whole live stream thing, and I really enjoy doing that, and I really want to do more of that. I did a test run, and I ran those podcasts last week, and that caused me to do some rethinking about the show and how we could make some changes. So each Wednesday night, I will be recording the podcast live on YouTube, streaming it out, and it's going to go on other places as well, and I'll get you details on that as we get closer. There'll be a spot on our website where you could just go, and you go check out the live stream recording of the podcast. And not only will we do the podcast, but we'll also have some fun with those kind of jumping in. Now, I've got some improv friends that will join me, some podcaster friends that will join me, some comedian friends that will join me, and just listeners as well. So you could join me. And it's all a part of that whole Patreon thing that I've been talking about. But it's free to listen, free to watch, free to check out. And it will be on every Wednesday night live streamed. And then I will use that to create the podcast each Monday that will talk about the events of the week. I'll get more into why the change and all of that stuff as we go. But right now, we've got more important stuff to talk about. Like, for instance, did you like that dramatic pause? I thought it was pretty good. Our podcast of the day. Yes. And you know what? I haven't done a repeat on this podcast of the day thing, but I have to do one today because I want to thank pods like us. Yes, pods like us. I didn't even tell you that I was going to do this, and I know you listen to the show. I want to thank you, Marv, for helping me out last week. And guess what? Marv will be making a couple of appearances, and perhaps even more than a couple, on the show starting in a couple of weeks. The new stuff that I'm talking about, well, Marv's going to help out with that. Yeah, we're going to feature one of his podcasts that he's talking to. See, he's got this podcast discovery podcast. See, it's a podcast within a podcast. No, it's a podcast about other podcasts. Marv will chat with other hosts. And I love the in-depth research that he does in talking to these folks. And it's just, it's intriguing. It's enjoyable. It's fun. And it's something that you got to go check out. So Pods Like Us is once again our podcast of the day. Yeah, we did it back in January and we're going to do it again today. Darn it. Because Marv helped me out last week. He told me that, you know, hey, your podcast didn't post. He tweeted me to check on me. And then I realized, oh, I screwed up. I didn't actually post. So that's why you had a couple come out on Monday. And it was thanks to Marv that we were able to get those out. So thank you, Marv. And please do go check out his podcast. Okay, I also got to tell you that there's a link in the description, as I mentioned. Also in the description, you're going to see a link to our Patreon account. Become a Patreon. And for just a few bucks a month, you're going to receive commercial-free access to this podcast. You're going to join me for those behind-the-scenes live streams of recordings, and you're going to get your birthday mentioned alongside the celebrities. Click the link in the description to join. All right, we're going to go check out a little history here. Man, I'm talking fast today. We're going to go back to 1932. That was way before I was able to talk fast because I was not around. No, but Charles Lindbergh was. Yeah, the Lindbergh baby. You've heard this story, right? Well, the whole world started to hear about this on this day back in 1932. The 20-month-year-old son of the famous aviator was kidnapped. It was basically what happened. He was in his nursery on the second floor. A person broke in. They had this ladder on the outside of the house to crawl up to the nursery. They go up there, they leave a note, and they leave the ladder. The note was asking for $50,000, which would be like $1 million today. The ransom was paid, and the money was used at a gas station that would eventually lead the officials to the house where the person did woodworking. And guess what? They had the same wood that was used on the ladder that was left at the house. So the person was taken into custody. It was believed that the Lindbergh baby died on this day. Now, Charles actually had 13 kids, including Charles Jr., but his wife had 6. So I did a little research on that. Yeah, it turns out Charles had children with other women in secret relationships. 3 of them, in fact. Yeah, 10 days before Chuck's death in 1974, he wrote letters to them asking them to continue the utmost secrecy. Now, news of the affairs didn't leak until the 90s. All right. He began acting at the age of 6. He worked at restaurants to pay for theater school. And the movie series that he's known for didn't start until after he was born. I am talking about Daniel Craig, turning 53 today. Also born on this day, Method Man turns 50. Chris Martin is 44. Rebel Wilson, 41. Luke Combs, 31. And that is your look at March 2nd. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to get all the right information out there. And well, if you heard a mistake, you're super smart. Super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to talk about Cold Cuts Day. Well, that's exciting. And Florida. So there'll be some good stories. Hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'll talk to you tomorrow.